What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
New science found that scratching a rash removes staph bacteria, and that's why it feels so good, but they still say to avoid doing so.
I was like, don't tell me you're allowed to scratch stuff now.
No, you are not allowed to scratch stuff.
I was like,
but
don't scratch it.
Mm-hmm. But it looked into, because it still feels great to scratch it.
Yes,
so they
it does.
They basically looked at the evolution of, if we're not allowed to scratch because it causes inflammation and it could open things up and cause more bacteria, why does it feel so good? And the reason why it feels good is because it gets rid of that staph bacteria that's on there. So there's certain ways that it could help you, but it hurts you more than it does actually help you.
I mean, look, I go through it every fall and spring with my allergies.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll take me a couple days before I realize I had the allergies are hitting, and I'm like, stop itching them. But
right.
It feels so nice.
But yeah. You know what? What are the itches that we can't scratch?
The men's room top 10.
Well played, sir.
Gotcha.
The men's room top 10.
The top 10 itches you shouldn't scratch. Let me tell you what. Working in this building for going on 8 years... I've had one itch in particular that I sure would like to scratch, but man oh man, I see her a few times a week when I'm poisoning my lungs for pleasure.
Oh God.
5'2", curly, dishwater blonde hair that falls just below the shoulders and a face like actress Sasha Alexander. Oof. That thing just puts a hitch in my giddy up in the best way possible. Go ahead, call me daddy. I think I see a restraining order in my future.
What a pull of Sasha Alexander, too.
I don't know who that is.
Exactly, neither do I. That's why I had to look it up.
Sasha Alexander.
I don't know how he pulled that name up, but hey, you know what? Good on you, VD. Well done there. So these are the itches that you should never scratch. They start at the bottom of the list. Yeah, right? They start at the bottom of the list with hemorrhoids.
Mm. Oh, God. Damn.
Yeah.
I would just
how
assume.
Would you even scratch that?
You is know that a, how you'd scratch it.
That's in a hard spot to get to.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that hard.
This difficult-to-discuss condition refers to the vein clusters that lie just below the surface of the lower rectum's mucous membrane and the anus. Sometimes these veins become swollen, and they leave excess itchy skin as they dissolve. Scratching only makes them itchier.
You ever scratch your hemorrhoids when you had hemorrhoids?
I mean, if that's what you call wiping your butt.
I'm about to say, do you just take real good care when you're wiping yourself?
Ooh, very gentle care.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever, like, move your butt around your seat?
You're touching the inside of your body on the outside.
Oh, mercy. God.
That's not good.
They say not to itch athlete's foot. That burning itchiness that you feel inside of your shoes is also the work of a fungus, probably picked up from the damp floor of a shower, gym locker room, or pool deck, which is why Miles continues to tell everybody, wear doggone sandals when you're in your gym locker.
Yeah, flip-flops, whatever.
In addition to scaly skin, especially between the toes, the soles get dry and your feet turn red. You really don't want to scratch this one, and besides causing fissures and possibly infection, you could potentially spread the fungus and the brutal itch to other parts of your body you inadvertently touch immediately after scratching, including the jock itch.
And God forbid you get a plantar wart.
Because
that's where the fungus really takes over and you are just...
I had a plantar wart breakout a while back, about 10 years ago at this point, but it was one of the most disgusting things.
Yeah.
And I had suffered warts throughout my childhood and I had never gotten anything this bad. It was like barnacles on the bottom of my feet, but it was disgusting. I hated it. I did everything that I could to get that doggone stuff off and I couldn't do it. They say not to scratch your dandruff. White flakes may be embarrassing, but the itchy scalp that can drive—it's the itchy scalp that can drive you mad. Technically, dandruff refers to the condition caused by a fungus called Malassezia. It lives in everyone's scalp, but for the dandruff-prone folk, it causes irritation and excess skin cell growth.
So instead of telling people they have dandruff, telling me you got fungus.
Right. Scratching that can worsen the inflammatory process already set up by that particular fungus thing.
I, at one point, 5-6 years ago, attempted to start growing in a beard, right?
Okay.
I was about 2 weeks in, and I realized I had more dandruff on my face than I've ever had on my head.
Oh, yeah.
Face, my face was drying out fast.
Oh, mercy.
The top of my head was fine. So I started to then shampoo the beard.
Yeah.
And it kind of went away. And then it got so itchy, I was like, I can't do it. I don't look cool, I can't do it.
That is what they say. Yeah, that as far as the fix for that one, they say it's typically a straightforward solution. Shampoo with over-the-counter dandruff shampoos that contain selenium or zinc pyrithione, which helps manage that pesky fungus. If those don't work, your dermatologist can recommend something stronger. Which I do remember myself when I was growing out mine. You kind of have to tough out that itchy period when you're,
you do.
When you're growing out
you
your
do,
beard.
Man.
It just, especially down the neck. I can tell it's when I need to shave is when right here it just starts to get really on the itchy side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad stuff there. As far as the itches that you should never scratch, contact dermatitis, a subcategory of eczema. This itchy condition erupts from either irritants, such as rubbing alcohol, or allergens, such as oils and poison ivy. Irritants break through the skin barrier and inflame it immediately. Allergens key up the immune system, and a red, itchy rash develops only days later, usually at the point of contact, but sometimes elsewhere on the skin. Do not scratch. You'll risk the same ugly problem that cropped up with other itchy conditions, bleeding, infection, more intense itch. They say instead, wash away the offending substance in a detergent that you've not reacted to in the past, and avoid the substance in the future. Soothe the itch with a cool compress, over-the-counter hydrocortisone cream, and over-the-counter allergy medication. If you're unsure what the trigger was, your doctor can do a patch test. That's fun.
Yeah. I mean, go get it done if you need to.
Right. Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. Psoriasis!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Anybody here ever suffered psoriasis?
I'm not sure. Maybe I know what it is.
Is that shingles?
So with psoriasis, an overactive immune system causes the body to produce skin cells in warp speed so that new cells are pushed to the surface in as little as 3 days as opposed to the normal 28 to 30. Because the skin can't shed fast enough to keep up, dead skin cells, which are red, flaky, and sometimes itchy, pile up. Fight the urge to scratch this. The parts of the epidermis that are above the dilated blood vessels can bleed when the scale is scratched or picked off. As with other itchy conditions, moisturizing helps, but your doctor can also prescribe special psoriasis treatments, including ultraviolet light therapy and prescription medications.
Okay.
I did actually have to go to the doctor not terribly long ago because I was suffering a pretty nasty breakout, and I had no idea what it was about. Diagnosed it as pityriasis. Which is basically, it's a bacterial infection on the skin, but she said it's basically like your skin has a cold.
Well,
sorry. Right. Don't worry about it. It'll go away in a few days. It's not painful or nothing like that, but itches like hell.
Was it stress?
I don't know.
All right, because sometimes, that's what I said to you when I looked at it. Sometimes people just break out because of stress or,
right?
I don't know, maybe just not sleeping well.
Pityriasis, they said it was mainly kids. And I was like, I'm not around children, so I don't know.
Yeah, Mike.
Maybe you're just childish.
Yeah, maybe that could be.
It's that damn dog.
Or the new cat.
Yeah, it could be the new cat.
I'm blaming it on the new doggone cat, dude.
It's like having a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's got four legs and
fuzzy
tuna.
Yeah. Likes to stand on my head all the doggone time.
Yeah.
See, cats don't do that.
No, they don't. As far as the itches that you should never scratch, eczema. The umbrella term eczema describes dry, rough, inflamed skin. Typically, though, it refers to atopic dermatitis. A condition where the skin barrier fails to work properly. Whatever the cause, the effect is the same. That patch of skin gets ornery in the presence of certain triggers, fabric, fragrance, airborne allergens, and it goes bonkers with itchiness. Ignoring it is hard, but relentless scratching will only make matters worse. In particular, you could end up with something called lichen simplex chronicus. Quote, the skin gets darker, thicker, and more wrinkly. And it feels even itchier and becomes even harder to treat. While this can happen with any sort of itch, it's especially likely with eczema when the itch is chronic. You may also be hit with prurigo nodularis, where the scratched or picked skin develops into itchy bumps. They say to fix this, cool compress and thick hypoallergenic creams can help, but if the itch is too much to bear, see your doctor.
Itchy bumps. That sounds like a punk band.
I mean, I think we're just learning. We were all right with what our parents told us or whatever. Like,
Stop scratching it.
Right.
Stop picking at that scab, kid.
When in doubt, just leave your skin alone.
Don't itch it. But it feels so nice.
It does.
Ugh.
Anybody else feel itchy?
I feel a little itchy right now, Mike.
Itches you should never scratch. This one honestly kind of deters itself, but sunburns.
Yeah.
Let's see. It says, as if the searing pain of sunburn isn't punishment enough for failing to use sunblock, the itch sets in, and an itch so aggravating, it's also known as hell's itch. As with other wounds, a sunburn also sends your body's inflammatory response into high gear. While the nerves aren't outright severed in this case, they do get riled up, which in turn leads to that dreadful itching. Scratching could break the skin, slow the healing process, and worsen the itch. They say cool compresses and aloe gels can calm the itch from a sunburn, while cortisone cream helps the inflammation. I always thought that it was just the dead skin coming off.
Unfortunately, I have had sun poisoning twice.
Oh, God.
And the second time I got it, it was one of those kind of overcast, summery days. We were swimming at a pool, didn't give it two thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
It itched so bad. There was like a whole night where I just kept hopping in and out of the shower. Like, I couldn't stop rubbing it.
Yep.
And then finally, my mom's like, I might have to take you to the emergency room.
Jeez.
And they gave me something to knock me out, and then gave me some other, basically just to stop the itching. Because you couldn't really itch it because it hurt so bad.
Right.
But it itched so bad I couldn't. You had to do something.
It was driving you nuts.
Yeah.
Jeez, it was crazy. Itches that you should never scratch. They say wounds that are almost but not quite healed. Which is
scabs.
Yeah. Part of the inflammatory response, basically. Let's see here. When you break the skin, you also damage the nerves as they try to heal. Their wires get crossed, which can cause the itching sensation. If you scratch, you tear the delicate skin trying to heal itself. They say just cool sensations can help calm the itch, so try a cooling topical menthol. And then number two, again, we've heard this one before, insect bites and stings.
Yep.
When a mosquito bites, your immune system detects its saliva and launches an attack with the release of histamines. It's these histamines that directly cause the itching. They say instead of scratching, chill out with an ice pack to the offending area. Over-the-counter anti-itch creams can help.
All right, yeah, I've always heard that. Bug bite, just don't touch it.
Exactly. Another common itch culprit there is the chigger, a baby mite. found in forests or grassy areas. Chigger bites release an enzyme into the skin to erode tissue. This causes the skin skin cells on the periphery to harden and itch. Also beware of the fire ant. Notorious for attacking unsuspecting picnickers, a fire ant sting releases venom, which in turn triggers the eruption of itchy pus-filled blisters. Do not scratch, in any case. Making matters worse, bacteria can sneak in any time that you nick the skin, leaving you open to infection. Mm-hmm. Just don't do it. But then this is the number one condition in which you should never scratch that itch. And it's the most common of all. Just straight up dry skin. It's the most common trigger for itchiness is when your skin's protective outer layer, the stratum corneum, gets parched. You have a short supply of ceramides, which are special lipids that act as a barrier to your skin by keeping hydration in and foreign materials out. Scratching may provide immediate gratification, but it can wreak havoc on your skin's already compromised surface layer. They say, quote, your skin can form cracks and openings, which can in turn lead to infection. They say harsh ingredients from detergents or beauty products could also seep in and potentially make you allergic to formulations that you didn't initially have a problem with. As far as fixing it, they say keep showers warm but not hot and seal up hydration in your skin by applying a moisturizer, ointment, or cream when your skin is still slightly damp. And they basically tell everybody, like, doesn't matter, man, woman, whoever you are, you should moisturize your skin regularly.
I feel bad for this dude texted in. It says, I have eczema around my butthole.
The only place
where it is. I have to use a cream to keep it down. It's effing annoying and there's no cure.
Golly.
I like that that's where it's selected to be.
Hats off to you, bro. Come on, man. Damn, man.